All right, we're now moving from micro to macro, if I may put it that way. We were looking at a single use. We're now looking at the whole of the Kaitak development, the Kaitak Peninsula. And obviously, this is a very, very important and crucial part of the waterfront going forward. I think we've got Stephen Tang, who heads up the Kaitak office, and Anthony Lowe, I think, to brief us. Stephen, are you going to lead?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, everybody. I'm trying to see whether the image is on. Okay. I'm not going to go through the background because most of you have been briefed either last week or you already know the history from the former Harbor Enhancement Committee. We have a planning vision for Kaitak. It's a distinguished, vibrant, attractive, and people-oriented Kaitak by Victoria Harbor. And notice the first word, distinguished. We look for some high-quality stuff here. So in 2010 this year, in March, Kaitak office has been established to coordinate all the work, the implementation, and especially urban design for Kaitak. And currently is ongoing, and we have some works already started, like the cruise terminal and the public rental housing. They are going to complete in 2013 for commissioning also. And recently, I think you have noticed we have public engagement exercise for the Longshan Stone Bridge remains. We discovered these remains in 2008, and there were some studies, and we formulated some strategy for preserving these very important historic remains. And we have conducted two public workshops, and we attracted a lot of people coming to us in the two workshops and give a lot of very valuable ideas. And we are working towards some solid proposals, directions for consultation later this year in the second round of public engagement. And this Longshan Stone Bridge remains as about 200 meters long, and it affects the outline swimming plan. We have to fine-tune its alignment and give a good ambience for this stone bridge remains. And we have three principles in preservation of these remains. One is because of its high historic value, we like to preserve it on site. We don't want to move it to a museum for display. And the second principle is that we like to have it a convenient access to echo with a historic transport node and activity place. Formerly, it was used as a very important passageway for the officials from Chinese government during the colonial era, and it was used by the general public as a transport passage also. So we like to keep it as in the old days, a very convenient and very important access. And the third principle is that we like this to be connected to other heritage and cultural interest points, like Song Long Choy and Chi Li Nunnery, Kowloon War City, etc. And as I say, we have carried out a public engagement exercise, and we attract a lot of people, and that is in the stage one public engagement exercise since May this year, and we are going to have all the ideas consolidated, and we are going to have the second stage public engagement later this year. And coming up, there's another public engagement exercise for the Kaitak River. We call it the Kaitak River because we anticipate that it's a very important open space, a green corridor for us, not only for the Kai Tak area, but extending north to the Wong Tai Sin Shan Ho Kong area. Originally, this is it's a nuisance to the neighborhood because it's in Mala, where it's a bad odor. And we are going to treat it and turn it into a very important water body, and with greenery, and with access, and with a lot of activities. So we have this idea. We know that the public has a lot more good ideas, so we are going to invite the public to give us what they think, what are the references that they have encountered in their experience, or what they imagine as engineering or architectural or whatever solution for us to develop further this idea. And we have a lot to do in terms of urban design. In Kai Tak, we are having a very big site, 323 hectares in total area, and we have about 30% open space. And with this 30% open space, we'll be designing to suit multi-purposes and multi-use in different time of the season for different ages of people. So we are going to have a lot more work on it, and most importantly, Kai Tak is a site with very long waterfronts. So waterfront activities is what we consider a prime priority for us, and we would like to invite as much activities as possible for waterfront. And actually, we have agreed with LCSD that there will be pet garden here. We believe that with this very long waterfront, we can have a lot more activities that we do not usually see in other open spaces in Hong Kong. And we are going to have a lot of discussion with different bodies, including this Harbourfront Commission, in further detailed design of this waterfront. And meanwhile, we are having some works on site, including the blue area, which is under construction, the roads in the north in front, and some advanced work in the runway area. We have got your views and ideas before we carry out this construction. And coming up, we are going to gazette under the Rose Ordinance in August or September the red area, some expansion in the stage 2 road works in the long atron, and also the local road in Toko 1, the area that I'm pointing on the screen. On the red, on the yellow area, we have already accepted under Foresaw and Seabed Ordinance in July. Some of the treatment works in the Kai Tak Approach Channel secure the auto program. And we hope that we got support from the community. In fact, we have consulted the district councils, and we got a very strong support in early implementation of this older treatment work. And from the former Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, we got a lot of comments on the waterfront roads. As a result, we carried out some deeper studies, and recently we find that it's possible, technically, and we are keen to move the two waterfront roads, Road E3 and Road L13, from the waterfront to the middle of the runway area. And actually, we are working with other waterfront areas like the South Atron area. I'm pointing on the screen. there's a local road fronting the waterfront, and from the region studies, we are confident that we can also move that road away from the waterfront. Apart from that, we are trying every means to connect high-tech to its hinterland, to the surrounding established urban areas. As you know, high-tech was formerly a restricted area as an airport. We have no physical connection, in fact, to link the hinterland to the high-tech area. And now we are building all these connections for red, blue, and green arrows. Some of the existing ones, some of the new ones, some are subways, some are foot bridges. And we are assessing whether they are the best location, and we try to minimize the connections. And at the same time, we try to enhance the best connection by really going into detail how high-tech can be connected to the existing urban fabric, the activity nodes. So we are doing this kind of detailed work. In fact, yesterday in Archivus, we have presented some ideas of the overall theme for high-tech's connections, and we've got a very strong support on the overall direction. Basically, the direction is to give meaning to these connections, not as a trunk of multiple physical engineering solutions. We like to give meaning to each and every connection. For example, we give a theme of aviation to one of the existing subway connecting Taipei to Central Court. The right, top right picture is before our renovation. The left image is what we intend to provide. We intend to have a light colored subway with one side images. The images are a series of pictures and maps, like on the lower figure. To the right is connecting to the new area. We have a picture of the last day of high-tech airport being an airport. And to the right, to the left, we have some old pictures of the airport and some old maps of high-tech. So it's like a time tunnel connecting the past to the new areas. And another subway connecting to the Taipei East playground, we have street life scene, and we're still working on the best way to illustrate the street life. We are intending to turn it into a hand-drawn drawing with some color tinted, like the old pictures. We take the old black and white photos and with some colors on it, just to bring back the memory of the old streets. And another subway, we have the Choi Hong Estate as a theme, which is connecting Kai-tek to the Choi Hong area. And as all people know, Choi Hong is a very renowned public housing estate. We like to capture some of its facade as a color palette to form the image for the tunnel. So we are doing one by one, but under a theme that we would like to give some meaning to each connection. The meaning is to bear with the heritage and the memory of the hinterland. So there will be a lot of work going on, and we welcome members to give us comments and suggestions so that we can improve upon all the design and implementation areas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a couple of thoughts. I mean, first of all, very difficult, I think, to envisage a lot of this in two dimension. I think this is clearly a priority area for the Commission. One of my suggestions to the Commission will be that we pay an early visit to Kaitak, because I think to see firsthand the challenges that Stephen's facing in terms of connectivity and infrastructure, etc., I think is crucial. So, Stephen, when you're ready, or as soon as possible, I think, can we arrange a visit for the Commission to Kaitak and a briefing on site?
For sure. And if you have time, is that we can arrange an on-site inspection, especially to the Longchusong Bridge main area. It is a very popular tourist spot now. And we are arranging, we have arranged several visits, including, we had a press briefing before our public workshop, and surprisingly, most of the reporters came. They say they are longing for this visit. And previously, because we haven't decided on the way forward, and there are a lot of work to clear the mud and water. So it's only last month that we can arrange business. So anytime.
Okay.
The
bridge is only one element. There's a lot of other elements I think we'd like to look at and have explained to us. Second thing, and this is really for Commission, we're going to be talking later about how we drive things forward, how we deliver our responsibilities, if you like, and obviously Kaitak is a key area. And just have it back in your minds, I think, for the later discussion, the challenges that Stephen is facing in all these areas, as he's just discussed now. We need to support him, we need to decide what is the best way to support him going forward. But members, please, thoughts, views on what Stephen's told us, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I have two concerns. First of all, these big pieces of land have been there for more than 10 years now. And I'm very concerned why we cannot open the space for the public to enjoy the waterfront. What measures they have been done to open the space up? Can we have a bicycle track? Can we create a dog garden, cat garden? And some temporary usage of the space. And rather than leave it here, as an abundant site. And for the Commission, I think we now have a responsibility to urge the government to do as much as they can to open up the space. Don't wait for the final design, final use. We must utilize the waterfront as much as we can. That's my first comment. The second comment is on this subway. I never found that a subway system in Hong Kong is successful. First of all, in Hong Kong situation, look at nowadays in summer, when it is 35 degree outside temperature, and what is the temperature inside the tunnel you expect? Are we going to have fully air con for the tunnel? I doubt it. The second thing is, for all this long tunnel, all human beings are hate to walk in this totally confined space. It's new, you don't give you the security, you don't give the space. So subway system is a disaster for this project, I would say, unless you have a very good design for it. I would rather prefer to see more footbridge open so that we can have view of the outside instead of this subway. Initially, this is my first two comment, because I haven't seen the design in total. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Vincent, please.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, I've got a sentiment of KL. And who said that the space has been left vacant for a very long time, which we all agree. And in the past, HEC, we have been talking about Kaitak for also a very long time, which is 6 years. And I think, well, to be fair, a lot of work has been done. And I can see the government is now trying to take effort to further improve the plan, which I totally appreciate. Particularly I appreciate the shifting of the roles, and it is welcoming that the harbourfront role is now moved to return the waterfront to the people. And of course, I also appreciate the effort put into the designing of this tunnel, which of course, I must say, is only a very, very small part of the very big Kaitak area. But I can see that it demonstrated the care and sensitivity in having thoughts to even the very minor details. but I hope that, of course, we would not miss the bigger, much bigger picture. Chairman, I would like to say that, what we need as a Harbourfront Commission is to be briefed on the entire implementation program of the entire Kai Tak. What kind of facilities would be available to the public? As KL has rightly pointed out, can we open up some area for the public to use? Which of course I understand that Kai Tak would be for much a very long time a very large construction site in time to come. We all know that the cruise terminal is under construction and all these railway lines are under construction. And all these facilities have demanded a very large area of construction area which could inhibit the public from utilizing the site. So, and I have been repeating myself actually, in view of all these construction sites happening, can we actually work out an implementation program how that can be properly phased such that the general public can have access and enjoyment of the harbourfront as early as possible, be it a permanent structure or a temporary arrangement. So I think I would like to see in the very near future, probably during the site visit that the chairman has suggested, that we can actually have an overall view with a timeline, what kind of facilities can be provided or implemented for the public. And that could form a base for the commission to further discuss and put our heads together. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, come. Thank you.
Chairman, I apologize that I wasn't a member of the AGC and indeed couldn't make the briefing last week, so then, you know, I might be deficient in terms of the information I have. But it seems to me that, at least in this paper, I haven't really understood what is the overall conceptual theme of what we want to turn this whole area into. Do we think that this area will become, if you like, an area as an attraction to draw local people? And I understand we're talking of, you know, green areas and the river and bicycle paths and, you know, that sort of stuff. Or do we think we want it, or whether it has the promise to be something that could be an international draw of people to Hong Kong in the way that perhaps something like Fisherman's Wharf or the Bund in Shanghai or, you know, the Rocks in Sydney, which are areas which have become internationally known. Obviously, you know, I am from the sort of hospitality industry, and what, you know, I would personally hope to see is that we have a theme that is capable of being different enough that it would be some sort of international draw. I noticed we were told that there will be a number of opportunities on the waterfront for activities and that there will be invitations for suggestions. But it seems to me that rather than just plan the space and invite people, perhaps one has to take more of a proactive lead in thinking of what that theme should be and to lead with that. And perhaps, you know, earlier on we talked about ships. You know, perhaps if ships is not feasible in the middle of the harbour next to the South Ferry, you know, maybe a sort of Greenwich type of environment, you know, is something that we could consider. You know, I appreciate we've got the Lung Chun Stone Bridge, right? With respect, I'm not sure if that is going to be enough by itself. So I guess my question is that the aspiration? And it seems to me that if the International Cruise Terminal is going to be located here, we must have some aspiration, you know, to create this to be an attraction that would catch the international attention. I mean, certainly we should ask ourselves, what do we want these cruise passengers to see when they step off the ship? Presumably not just a bit of green space that local residents are taking a stroll around in before they bust off to some other parts of Hong Kong. So I guess that's sort of my question and comment at the same time, simply because, you know, I don't know how much of this has been debated before.
Thank you. I'll work out the left. It's ladies first.
Thank you. Two quick points. The first one, I would also like to speak in support of the shifting of the world away from the waterfront. This is a very good initiative, but could Stephen also give us some idea about the use of the road, like whether there would be electric trolley buses or bicycle link, or some of them may involve, you know, infrastructure, like building of a tram there. The second point I want to raise is, I think this is very good that you are so caring in promoting pedestrianization, and this point actually is quite similar to what KL has mentioned. The subways, no matter how well they are designed, they are much less interesting to walk through than a grey or open space walkway, whenever possible. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Stephen, please, I'll continue to take points and questions. Stephen, what I suggest you do is jot all these down, all right, and when we come to do the briefing at Kaitak, you answer them then, because I think there are going to be a whole range of points, and rather than you try and answer them now off the cuff, I think in your presentation, when you make your presentation at Kaitak to the whole of the Commission, then you can pick up all these issues, all right?
Okay.
I think that's a better way of doing it. But please, people have comments, observations. Please, Andy.
Chairman, the former HEC has set up a subcommittee working hand-in-hand with Ken Patton on the Kaitak planning review over the last few years. I think that is actually a very good way of working together. I think now, after the completion of the planning review and the consolidation of the outline zoning plan, I think it seems that there's not a proper way for at least for this commission or the former HEC to actually get regularly involved in the in the implementation of detailed design of the whole Kaitak area. I think now for the Kaitak area, it's not just like the West Kowloon Cultural District area that the authority, the WKCD authority, has a very regular engagement with the other public stakeholders. I would suggest that now if CED can actually consider a better way of getting this commission to work hand in hand with the project office, whether or not another subcommittee should be set up to look at the whole Kaitak area and keep the commission actively involved. I think that would be a better way for us to actually contribute.
Andy, I think we'll pick that up on the panels when we come to that item.
Yes.
Andrew, I think pop your hand up, and then we'll come down. Sorry.
Yep. Thank you, Chairman. I would agree with many of the points made about scheming and vision, but I'd like to ask a couple of other questions specifically on the progress update. Knowing that there are a lot of items that haven't been presented in there this time around. On the issue of the water quality and the odour, just a quick update, if you could, for when we come around to that briefing, on the cutaway, the proposed sort of 500 metre section with the deck. I'd like to hear a little bit about that, what the status is, because of course that has a big ramification on the design of the Metro Park and whether or not that anchors the Metro Park. The next item would be in relation to the sort of the overall design aesthetic, and one of the interconnections we talked about previously was with the runway park at the base of the runway. And with the road now coming down the centre, you're creating that aesthetic of the old runway of Kaitak, and that sort of continuation with the sort of the runway look of the road going down the centre, the corridor through the constructed area further down, and then the continuation of the runway park. I'd like to hear if this is starting to become a theme, or if it's just a little bit disjointed at the moment, whether or not we've got an integrated sort of an integration theme there. And then a couple of quick questions really about the existing uses on the site, because there's a lot of existing uses which are sort of temporary uses which will be relocation, and the question of how a lot of those existing temporary uses will be accommodated outside of the site and as we start to demobilise them and free up land for other uses, how would those uses be accommodated elsewhere, and what are you trying to move off the site so that we could accommodate those other more positive uses that other members have suggested we should be doing. So thank you.
I'm assuming the shopping list gets longer, all right? Please, PY.
Mr. Chairman, I think that as far as the purpose of this paper goes, it says it's just going to give members an overview of the current progress. Fine, that's fine with me. But if we are asked to endorse this at all, then I would start to worry, because it involves so many things, right? Each paragraph in itself involves so many things, involving the findings, the previous proposals, and additional things that are being promised, which are still blank checks as far as I'm concerned, because we have not been shown how it's going to be done. And even with words like "would like to achieve whatever," let's not forget the overall objective of this commission, which is to try to provide a quality harbor, quality waterfront for this international city of world prominence. Then we should have to be concerned about most everything from bottom up to top down, and in very every minute detail, as well as to make sure that things are coherent. And the pieces of these pieces would fit together tidily. So that is very important. I'm not sure how much time we do have, even with the site visit being promised and so on. So we would need, I think, a lot more information, technical as well as subjective, maybe, from an aesthetics point of view. We may not agree, cannot achieve consensus after all, because everyone may have his own vision. But somehow we're not going to get the principles right.
Yeah.
So I think that we've got to have a structured way of consulting this commission.
Let me reassure you, this is to note, and we're looking for comments, and we're obviously getting plenty of comments, which Stephen will take away and deal with at the briefing. Please.
Thank you, Chairman. I also apologize for not coming for the brief last week. But I agree, we should have a team on the whole big area like Taita. Infrastructure-wise, I saw we have a district cooling system there, but it wasn't much said about other zero carbon emissions, how we got the echoes. In fact, many years ago, Gordon Sue said he wants to make a zero carbon city, and that was 15 years ago, when we were talking about Taita. Now, I'm certainly been pleased to see the roads moving as a tram road in the middle part of it. There's a cruise terminal there. We need our vehicle access to the cruise terminal. But I would like to see that road as being a tram road, not a grade, submerged, that would solve the subway's problem, with an internal loop for internal traffic. So the tram will only have less exits going to the areas. That will create with abatement of the sound, with the vehicle access will be solely separate from the area. I don't know whether it's true or not, but that will make a whole piece of land as what it is. Well, this is all I can say, and overall view is this, because as Pierre said, there's so many things coming, and I don't think we have time to go through all this.
No, we'll do that at the briefing. We'll go into all this detail at the briefing. Sorry, Paul?
Chairman, first of all, I appreciate the changes that have been made so far. The suggestion that we're going to move the roads, I think I've consistently raised that issue ever since the first meetings that we've had about the plans, even before they were approved, that the roads were on the wrong location. So it's nice to see that after so many years we're going to move them. So that it's, on that I'm celebrating here already. As a dog owner, I hope you will allow dogs everywhere except for explicitly excluded. So it's, rather than the other way around, just create dog parks. Allow dogs everywhere except for where you don't want to have them, and put a sign there so that dogs are permitted. In terms of the issue of the direction for this site, this is the same area as Marina Bay. Same size. Hong Kong is competing here with Marina Bay, Singapore. We have to show we can do better. Which is a challenge in our institutional arrangements, of course, with Singapore, where we have a stronger planning and delivery model. But can we take up the challenge and deliver better than if we do in Marina Bay? Same area, same size, same facilities. Both have a cruise terminal, both have large community facilities, commercial development, as well as residential facilities. Now, Marina Bay claims to be green, and I've seen some descriptions also from various government officials and secretaries that Kai Tak will also be green. So on the issue of green, we're going to have a district cooling. Can we make it mandatory for all residential units and all commercial units? Anybody who wants a piece of land in Kai Tak has to use mandatory use district cooling, including the residential housing estate that currently is being planned, and ask them to amend the design of their buildings to make sure that there will be distribution of the cooling water through the buildings. Will there be a shared services tunnel, like we do in Marina Bay, to avoid having to dig over the road every time again, as we do everywhere in Hong Kong? Will Kai Tak be the first area where we have a shared services tunnel, so we don't have to continuously dig open the road everywhere? That will be a very green feature. In Marina Bay, there will be, and again, it's the same size, we will have 5 kilometers of cycle track on Kai Tak. Marina Bay will have 16. The difference is that in Marina Bay, cycling is seen as a mode of transport to connect between transport nodes and amenities and areas of work. Can we declare Kai Tak a cycling district and make sure that people can travel, because there are many beautiful destinations and kids will be on the bicycle? However, the cycling tracks are right now just around the waterfront and they don't connect with the residential, so everybody who has a kid has to tie them down to make sure that they don't take the bicycle to go to all these beautiful locations, otherwise they get killed on the road because the residents and the cycle tracks don't connect. So do we get a proper cycling track design which includes residential, transport nodes and amenity areas, so that we can cycle around Kai Tak as an area as a whole and declare that a cycling district, quite different from the old urban areas around it, because that's where it is basically impossible to design for cycling, but Kai Tak we can design for cycling. A question that we have raised and that I think Vincent has raised before: what are we going to do when we get more cruise ships and we don't have enough space? How are you going to expand the cruise ship terminal? So can we already see today what the future berthing locations of the cruise terminals is going to be? And of course, from our perspective, we're likely to minimize, again, if there's an opportunity reclamation, but can you already show on your plans, expansion plans for the cruise terminals? In terms of the temporary uses of the site, I'm very happy to see every time I come by that the model plane users are actively using Kai Tak. After a big struggle to get access to the site, one of the sites is now actively used with almost 100 model plane users. The other day, people on that site, fantastic. So that's a good progress, but I think there should be a temporary use plan, both for the water and for the land, if you can see one. My big concern is the Kai Tak River. The Kai Tak River does not connect to the waterfront. There's a big gap, and the Kai Tak River will be the big connection way through Kai Tak, and it doesn't connect with the waterfront. There's a big gap between, and you can see it on this plan here. If you follow the big line under 8 towards the waterfront, you certainly see a big gap, and how that connection will be made, I think, is a critical question.
Paul, one more comment and then save the rest for the briefing, please. Otherwise, other people are not going to have time. Come on.
Chairman, if you want me to make only one more comment, then I'll pick one of them out of this list, and I can submit the rest in writing. And that is, I think we've got to clearly see if there's a suggestion here that we're going to have a water sports orientation in our thinking. And if that's the case, then how are we going to resolve two obvious conflicts? One, that the area is dedicated for shelter during typhoons for passing trade. And how are you going to deal with the conflict with the schools and the hospitals which are currently occupying some of the GIC sites on the waterfront? Because if you want water sports, then you need GIC sites that you use for water sports, and not GIC sites you use for hospitals. So those are, and the rest of them will submit in writing, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Peter, quick one, and then I'll work down the right. And I think just confine it to issues you'd like Stephen to address when he does his full briefing, if you would.
Okay, well, I think Stephen has rightly concentrated on connections and opening up the waterfronts for pedestrian use and priority. I mean, you can see from this diagram in front of us really where the main problem areas are. They lie in connectivity with the surrounding area. Second, just to come back to this issue of subways, if subways are designed and integrated properly, then I don't really think there's any problem at all. I'm going to deviate for a moment. I took public transport at Tinshu Wai to go to the Wetland Park about 3 weeks ago, and I was very pleasantly surprised that from the central bus station you could actually walk more than a kilometre, including through very shallow subways, right to the Wetland Park and of course back again. So I don't think that's really a problem, and I think some of the designs that have come forward are actually very nice indeed. And finally, I'd agree with Vincent that implementation of the runway frontage should really allow for public use as soon as possible, even on a temporary basis. I'm sorry, that wasn't final. I would agree with Paul also. I think that the limited berthing facilities of the cruise terminal have long remained a mystery to me, and I think we certainly need to see how it can be expanded in the future.
Now, in fairness to the right, any points people want to raise on the right? I mean, Steve's got a pretty extensive shopping list already. Anything else people would like him to cover when he's doing the briefing? Because I sense many people here only know part of this story, if you like, or only know part of the picture. So I think, Steve, a fully comprehensive briefing when we come and see you. Assume, you know, we're almost starting from scratch, I'm afraid, in terms of the background. No, and it'll probably be a 2 or 3 hour session, I think, in reality. Thank you. Are members happy to leave it on that basis? I think we do need more information. We need to be on site. Stephen needs to have lots of plans up and obviously brief us on all the elements of what he's up to. Can we leave it at that? And we'll try and arrange that as soon as possible. September? Or would people like to go earlier? Shall we target September?
Okay.
All right, Stephen. Early September, we'll have a half day with you if we may.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we go to the site and do the presentation on site?
I think so.
And find a place to accommodate?
Yeah.
The
commission.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
See you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.